Okay, everybody, welcome back. Now, this is the first episode of a new format of podcasts. We've looked back over the previous five podcasts and analysed the situation, and we've made a few changes. I'm not going to get into that. It's best for us to get straight into the podcast, but hopefully you enjoy the new format we have taken. As always, leave some comments on www.theparanormalguide.net. Now, today's not so random topic.
Yeah.
That's right. We've gotten rid of the old random topics. We've got new ones, but we have... We'll talk about that on the website anyway.
We can.
So this week...
I'm just agreeing with you.
We can. Okay, so this week we are going to talk about our top three haunted locations in Australia.
Yeah.
Now that is regardless of whether we've been there or not. Some of us have been to quite a few locations, some of us haven't been to as many. So, okay guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to say three haunted locations, maybe a brief little bit about why that is one of your top three, and we'll go around the room then hopefully... If we've chosen more than three amongst us, we'll whittle it down to what the Paranormal Guide believes to be its top three haunted locations in Australia.
Gotcha.
And as always, we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Paul.
All right, I'm first. All right, just three locations off the top of my head. I would say Arrowdale, because of the sheer size, the history. It's got a morgue, which is cool.
It'd be cool in there, wouldn't it?
It is awesome. I love to be locked in that place on my own.
Are there ghosts?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do ghosts exist?
Here we go.
That's another topic. Okay. Anyway, another location I would have to say St. Celia's.
Yes.
Quite a spooky looking place. Definitely got that musky sort of ghostly smell.
Peterborough,
yeah, that's it. Mm. Great place to go. And I reckon the other one would have to be Adelaide Jail.
Yeah. Why'd you choose Adelaide Jail?
It's a prison. It's got to be haunted. People were hung there.
They were.
They're buried there. It's a scary place. I mean, go enjoy it before it gets knocked down. If it gets knocked down.
You sound very cynical about the future of the jail.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be around forever. So if you want to go there now.
The infection of infect the jail.
Yep, and once the hospital comes up, it's going to get too loud. So if you want to go investigate it, we'll go for a tour. Go there now.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Ashley here. My top three locations. First four would be Mayday Hills Mental Asylum. That scared the hell out of me, and I'd been investigating for a while, and I was only there on tour, and I was actually scared. I'm trying to film with the camera, and my hands visibly shaking. I don't know what it was. It was just such an appalling place to be in, and it'd been closed for a very long time. Another location would be... Jail's probably also in my top three. I've done a lot of ghost tours, and that was always my favourite place to go. Just the fact, 50-odd hanging executions there.
Mm-hmm.
I probably got that number completely wrong. and a lot of crazy stuff has happened on the tours and the investigations there. And number three... I've been to a lot of locations. It's hard to pick a third one. St. John's Cemetery. Why not? It's a classic. I enjoyed going out there. Haven't been out there in a while. Lots of weird stuff happens out there. Lots of urban legends about priests and abortions and all sorts of nasty stuff like that.
Knowing the truth, does it take it away a bit, though?
What do you mean?
Well, knowing that, he didn't impregnate... Yeah.
Can you prove to me he didn't impregnate a naughty girl and then give him an abortion with a knitting needle?
It's not what you were saying about some of the girls leaving food for him when he was sick and stuff like that. They're not going to do that if he was a monster.
That's absolutely true. Debbie, what are you calling as your top three?
I'm calling Glenside Psychiatric Hospital because I was lucky enough to have some access in there.
As a patient?
Patient, yes, that's right. And secondly, I'm going to pull one out here. I'm going to say the old section of Memorial Hospital. Lee Hurst wards and stuff down there has been quite a few sightings of things down there.
That's the advantages of being a nurse, isn't it?
I know. I get into all these little spooky places. And I think the third one for me would be the jail as well. Because I spent a bit of time in there. Number one, Glenside. Number two, the older part of Memorial Hospital, and thirdly, the Jarrah.
Tash.
Well, I haven't really been to many places, but I can tell you where I want to go and when I investigate.
Well, do you get any interesting, when you see shows and photos, because you can do a photo reading, do you, any of the photos of these places that people post up, do any of them stick to your mind, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd really like to go to the one at Enfield.
Vaughan House.
Is that it? I'd really like to investigate, as well as...
yeah, that's the house.
Yeah,
it's a house now, but it used to be a reformatory.
Yeah.
As well as Zed Ward.
Oh, God,
I'd really like to investigate there. And one place that freaks me out, and I've had experiences with not actually being there, just psychically experiences from one of the residents, is probably Monte Cristo.
Yeah, someone posted their investigation on their site. Yeah, you did comment a lot on these pictures. Yeah, Monte Cristo would be interesting.
Give us a brief rundown about what your Monte Cristo experience.
When I was running my own forums years ago, back in, would have been 2006, I was just researching a bit on the history of the place, and I went off and meditated in my bed, and I woke up to Crawley. I think her name's Mrs. Crawley, screaming at me. It was in the form of a psychic attack. I couldn't physically move my body. I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of there.
Yeah.
But that was pretty freaky because I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I was sort of learning my abilities then. So, I don't really want to talk about that too much.
Well, that actually gives us quite a big list to narrow down. We've got Arrowdale, St. Cecilia's, Adelaide Jail, Beechworth, St. John's, out at Kapunda, Glenside, Memorial Hospital, Vaughan House, and Monte Cristo. Now, three of us have agreed that Adelaide Jail is freaking. Now, have you been to Adelaide Jail at all?
No, okay. I haven't.
We've probably got to get you out there because I think you'd probably like it. Why did you choose Adelaide Jail? Just for the history? It was really local.
I had some interesting experiences in that outdoor cell where the woman, wasn't that?
Elizabeth Walcott.
Yes.
Yeah.
In her cell. I had some weird experiences, and the Ovilus was gone crazy.
Did you jump the perspex and get in the cell?
No, well, I was in the cell next door then. But I would have.
The cell, a couple of cells down from where Elizabeth Woolcock is, well, there's the one that not many people talk about, was it Grace? But she was in prison because she went crazy after her husband died. So she actually didn't commit a crime. Her crime was trying to kill herself. She tried to kill herself by drinking boiling water, and that's how she ended up in the system. And she was pregnant. She gave birth to a dead baby on her own in there in that cell. So
Grace Williams.
Isn't
same last name as you?
Yeah, I thought it was Grace someone or other. I couldn't remember her last name.
All right. Well, I'm chucking Adelaide Jail up in our overall top three. Now, two of us have agreed with Glenside.
Yeah.
So Kelly and Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Debbie and calling her Kelly.
Kelly.
Who the hell's Kelly?
Who the hell's Kelly?
That's not a chance.
Is there another woman I don't know about?
So although you basically talking about the Elms.
Pretty much the Elms, but yeah.
And Tasha's talking more about Zed Ward. I'm happy to smash them together in this case, just to help us nail it down. So what's some of the history there? What makes it so appealing to you guys?
Well, it's appealing to me because I had access inside there for such a long time. Like, for a year, I had as much time as I wanted inside to really explore the rooms. And at one stage, they had some archived patients' notes that they'd found in the bowels of the building, and they all got damp in the cellar, and they were drying them out on the upper floors. They had them all sort of laid out, archived on tables. So I actually got to see some of the history of the patients that were in there and put names to, names to patients, really, and the treatment that they had. And these were from the 1930s, so it's getting back in the day of,
any weird experiences?
Yeah, absolutely.
We were there when you had one, that night.
We were all there. Remember, we were walking outside and we heard that bang or something. What was that?
Was that at the Elms?
It was across near the admin building, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that,
One of your old videos on the ghost with I don't think it's anymore, you had some footage, you were in a room, you could hear stamping footsteps come towards you.
Oh my God, if it wasn't for that virus, Now, as you know, that when you and I were there that night, that we were the only people in that building because the other people who came left, we locked the door. And so, you know, we know, I've actually got evidence that there's no one else can be in there when you're in there. There's only that one entrance. Locked in there, up on the second floor, I'm filming the door and I hear stomp, 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 footsteps walking down. And this is probably dusky, 60, 70 o'clock, something like that. And I had it on film, a bloody virus, I've lost it with my old computer. And yeah, like Paul said, nothing's ever really lost, but unfortunately the whole computer's lost, so yeah.
Tash?
Just what's really went on there, and it's part of South Australian history as well, and that building is very creepy.
I had an odd experience there myself. It was more probably falls into the realm of coincidences, but myself and Debbie were there when Debbie had access, and we're up at the top floor, and we're in a room which had a bed, and there was all these old newspapers scattered around. These were 15-year-old newspapers.
That's right.
And this one newspaper kind of, I can't remember whether it was sitting there or if it blew into me, but for some reason my attention was drawn to this newspaper.
That's it.
And I looked down on it, and it was the front page of, I think it was the Advertiser from about 95, 96. And on that page was a story about one of my friends that had actually been killed in a car crash.
That's right.
Absolutely creeped me out.
Yeah. not to know that Ash would know that.
Go up to hello, the floor maybe?
And there out of everything was, and that was pretty much the only one which was kind of like face up and easy to, you know, all the others are covered in possum shit and everything else that was up there. This one, clear as day, and he just goes, like, oh my God,
remember me,
I can't
Ash?
Believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came up.
Yeah.
So, are we happy to chuck Landslide in our top three?
Oh, definitely.
You?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, cool.
Well, it's known as one of the most haunted places in South Australia alongside the jail, so.
Well, we need number three from this list.
We do, don't we? Ah, look.
We got Arradale, which is a massive old asylum, 63 buildings.
Yep.
They're just starting new tours and running investigation tours soon.
Yeah. And there's recorded evidence of things in all of these places.
You mean just down the road from there as well? Jay Ward.
Yeah, there's Jay Ward. I should have probably thrown that in the list, but it was that or St. John's, and I really wanted to throw a cemetery in.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is considered Adelaide's most, or South Australia's most haunted location.
Isn't it considered Australia's most haunted in the town?
The town is Australia's most haunted.
Yeah, it is.
Do we want a cemetery in our top three?
Well, it's there, isn't it?
And
it's already
something
public.
People can just go and visit as well.
Yeah, we can't control what people do.
Be respectful, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At any of the haunted locations, or allegedly haunted locations, we can say it, but we can't control what people do when they go there. You know, that's your own responsibility to take care of places.
I'm happy to put that out there, just for the fact that it's something that people can go to, they don't have to pay to go to it.
No,
be respectful. And people, there are that many experiences that people have experienced, as a real bad sentence, that
I think
it definitely does. It deserves to be up there, but...
Mm.
Go there open-minded. Go there for the right reasons.
I think if the reformatory was still there, it would be probably my number one location, but now that the reformatory is gone, and because of the crowds the cemetery is attracting, it's probably dropping off my list.
Yeah, it's a bit of a lout. Element there, and it's a shame, you know.
Well, we need to throw number three in.
Number three.
So we've just kicked out St. John's.
We did.
Crossing that out. We don't have a lot of time, guys.
South Australia.
Wanted most. Okay, Adelaide Jail, Glenside Psych, number three. I have nothing.
I'm going to go with Tash, I reckon, and I would say Monte Cristo.
As if we don't have Australia's most haunted homestead on the list. We need to. That really needs to be in there. None of us have been there. Tasha's experienced stuff from Monte Cristo from God knows how many hundreds of kilometres away. But okay, let's chuck that up there. I'm cool. So our top three from the Paranormal Guide, haunted locations that we've either been to or would like to go to. Number one is the Adelaide Jail.
Adelaide Jail, I think,
fantastic building, go there, ring up, look on the website, you'll find some tours there. Number two, Glenside.
Yep.
No tours, no access.
No.
You're all locked out.
All locked out now.
There's only one way in.
Unless you're a resident.
That's right. And number three, Monte Cristo.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Pretty sure they do tours.
Yeah,
you can pay
do.
To have the place to yourself.
Yeah.
And Australia's most haunted homestead. So
each of those places fantastic access, museum and stuff information inside. So even if you know nothing about the place, you'll know a lot by the time you leave.
If you guys have a top three yourself, go onto the website and, yeah, leave a comment.
For sure, especially if you've been there and especially you have some photos or evidence or something like that.
Yep. Check it out. Okay, guys. Even though we've changed the format, we still do have listeners' questions because we love them so much.
We do, and we know that there's at least three now.
And we need more. We've got at least three listeners.
Three listeners, woohoo!
All right, so this week's listeners' question is, how do we, or how do other teams approach councils and owners of buildings to gain access? A lot of these haunted locations aren't, you know, like a cemetery that you can just walk into.
No, they're not.
They're usually owned privately by someone. Yeah. And how do we, or do we know of other ways that people are accessing these places?
Right. Paul had the experience of doing it at the Port Dock. Got the information from the manager and got access for us to go in there overnight. And we working with another person, but nevertheless, sort of, that was worked out by just discussion with the owner of the pub, literally. Can we go in there? What are we going to do?
Took ages, but we got in there finally.
Yeah.
I've also spoken to a couple of councils. Most of them want you to email them so they can ignore you. I find it a lot better if you can go there in person and just push, push, push. Always be polite, of course. Yeah. And don't start off with saying, you know, ghost stories. But, you know.
Mm. That's a good
point. Be a bit more subtle.
We're going to give away one of our little secrets now.
No, we're not.
Well, we can cut it if you don't want me to put it in the end.
Go on then.
We get in under the guise of filming historical videos.
Yeah.
We'll approach a location. We'll Debbie's done this a lot.
Yes.
We'll go up there and say, we would like some information. We would like to make a YouTube video about the history.
Yes.
But not a lot of people are interested in straight up history, so we like to add a slant on it. And that will usually be something dark that's happened, a crime, or maybe if something paranormal's happened on the premises.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're making a paranormal video in someone's location.
Because
you're coming across as, you're making a valid point. So look, it's a fantastic location. We want to record what's happening here. There's some amazing history. But is there, you know, people often like to know if there's a ghost story or something associated with it, and we'd like to add that in the history. Oh. And then everyone says, oh my God, yeah, well my auntie said that, you know. And then that's opened a few doors for me anyway, doing that.
Me and Ash got a 1.5 hour private tour. And I mean, this was a pretty thorough sort of tour of a private location. And I mean, there was nothing to do with paranormal at all, but you know, we've got our foot in the door and hopefully we get into some places like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's opened up an investigation potentially.
Yeah, that was one, but yeah, the other one led to nothing. But I mean, it was really interesting.
Hmm.
What you're going to do is ask, really.
Yeah.
It's the first step.
Yeah.
Ask.
But if you write it, email it, you get binned. It just goes to delete, click, gone.
Well,
but if you can get there in person.
We recently did an investigation. I can't name the location. That was just a case of someone asking. But while we were up there, we stopped by at an old cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And I noticed that there was a picture on the wall, which was just a time-lapse photo of an old man on some stairs. And I just inquired with the owner, said, and I jokingly asked, oh, you got ghosts here, do you? And she said, we sure do. Got into a conversation. We've now just got to ring back at some stage, and we got the location for the night.
Oh, good God, we're going.
Anyone got anything else to add? Now, I can't remember who asked that question. It was either Neil or Barry from Murraylands.
Mm-hmm.
It was either Neil or Barry, so
yeah,
one of yous can take the credit.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. I guess if you're just presenting yourself as professional, really. You know, you're not turning up there with five crosses and a black coat and, you know, black gothic, oh, yes, we go. It's like, look, this is what we're doing. we can show you some of the... Actually, we're in a position now where we can show them some of the back work that we have done.
Yes.
And so...
That's a very good
and a way of promoting
lesson.
Their business.
Yeah. Dress sensibly. Don't.
No.
Yeah.
Be look professional and look like you know.
Send the girls in.
That's the other thing. Yeah. If you've got males and females in a team, send your ladies in because they're always more approachable. And I'm trying not to be sexist here, to be honest, but it's absolutely true.
We've seen it, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's how we got the interview with Charlie at Ebenezer and stuff like
not
that.
Not always, but us guys have been successful too.
Yeah.
We've been a couple of times.
I've had a bit more leg than I usually like.
We're going to a location tomorrow, which is pretty special.
Yeah.
And hopefully that video will come up soon. The news will love it. So,
yeah,
this is a very historical part of South Australia, I think, personally.
Really, it comes down to your joint.
I drive past it every day.
Yeah.
So do I.
That's it. But you got to do the hard yards, really. You can just ask. If they knock you back, you're knocked back, try again. Get someone else to ask. Do the mummy-daddy thing. When your kid asks dad, if dad says no, mummy might say yes. Oh, that's a bad analogy, but that might work.
And
try a different angle.
Yeah, leave on a good note too. Don't be hostile if they say no. Say, look, thank you so much, and we appreciate you listening to us and stuff like that. And then you never know, you know. And leave contact details, and in the future they might say, oh, hang on, maybe we will get those people. Or, you know, never say never, and don't burn your bridges.
You might have to spend a year doing, you know, the good old cemeteries.
Yeah.
In home private investigation, nothing wrong with them. But once you've got some of that footwork behind you, and you can, and you've basically built up a resume.
Yeah,
you can approach these places and say,
absolutely,
look, these people are happy with what we've done, and they might be more willing to let you in.
Like any job interview, any application, how do you want to represent yourself? And don't forget, Adelaide is a small place. You represent yourself well to that one person, they might chat to another person, and the other person might say, oh, hang on, yeah, well, we might have them in, actually. Did they leave a contact message?
Mm.
So integrity, don't burn your bridges, exposure, and be professional, and say thank you.
There you go. Hopefully we've answered your question thoroughly, Barry O'Neill.
That's just by our personal experience. Yeah. So, you know, that's just what we've found. We're not saying that that's how you do it, but by doing it that way, it's worked out well for us.
There's always a back door too.
Yep.
So,
kicking in that back door?
Just because you get rejected through going through one way, just try another way. There's always another contact. There's
another chef that works there, or a friend of the manager or something like that. Yeah. Don't be scared to ask either, because all they can say is no.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Excellent. Once again, if you have a comment, bam. Check it up on the website, www.theparanormalguide.net. And we shall see you again next week.
Okay, have fun, guys. See you next time.
Toodles.
Happy hunting.
Bye.